for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Ayo!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
It's Monday.
Number 668.
Flames is still here. We locked him in the closet.
Today we talk about baby death metal.
And blind auditions on The Voice. Just and blind people.
Some aunts and cousins.
And we give you the results of the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, round one. So thanks for listening on a Monday.
Woo!
But shit out. You guys are gonna freak out. Sounds like a soap opera kind of thing.
I just was thinking I was on an elevator.
If it's a baby metal elevator, it's got Jim Louder in this video, looks like.
What about baby elevators?
Baby elevators?
Yeah.
Or elevator for babies?
Mm-hmm. Just for babies, though.
Huh. Hey, everybody, it's Monday. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Hey, welcome. It is 69 degrees.
Very
nice,
pleasant.
Comfortable.
So
69
this is a,
degrees.
Check out the vocals on this song right here. Here we go.
All right. Are they at the library?
No? Why?
How can I check them out?
You know where Czechs came from?
Czechoslovakia.
That's
Czechoslovakia.
Okay. Here we go. These are teenage girls in schoolgirl outfits doing like death metal. Well, they're not playing, but they have a band.
Yeah, they're just singing.
They're the new, it's a new sensation in Japan.
Is that their real voice, though, or is it doctored?
No, they were a pop group, and then they just found metal like 6 months ago, and they loved the music. They're 14, 15, and 16. They're cute little Japanese schoolgirls dancing in choreography and singing to death metal. And their backing group is a death metal group that wears skeleton outfits.
Nice. Skeleton outfits are cool.
You know the black ones that just show the bones? Fucking weird, dude. Baby metal.
One.
And I think it's Jim Louder's doppelganger in this video.
Oh, really? In a schoolgirl outfit?
No, he's just a really big bearded guy. That's like running through a field going, "Aah!" Just cuts to him in the video. But I can't read the title of the song because it's like Chinese letters.
Symbols?
Yeah, it is symbols.
It is symbolic.
So anyway, welcome to Monday, you guys. I just had to share that I saw it since the last time we recorded, and it's a cute little Japanese schoolgirls singing pleasant melodies to death metal music. Weird.
You know, 5% of people don't get any pleasure from music.
Those people are probably really sad. What do they get? Does it say what they get pleasure from?
Other things.
Other things.
Yeah, their brain's just not wired for music, I guess.
I think I know a few of those people.
There's also a thing called amusia, where people cannot understand notes.
Oh.
They can't make sense of musical notes. I don't even know what that means or what that would be like. Can you imagine what...
People have no sense of rhythm.
So, like, melodies wouldn't...
They could never replicate a melody or sing a song of any type. Hey, don't forget, we got Flames here in
the
studio.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I would say...
He moved in.
A lot of people probably...
He's been making sure nobody steals our equipment when we're not recording. How you doing, Flames?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're too bad you
didn't see.
Right? You should have seen these Japanese schoolgirls. Check them out. And they got skeleton dudes. And I think Jim Louder's going to come back.
Why are they wearing clothes?
I don't know exactly.
Baby
see, look,
metal.
There's Jim right there. Coco doll? Ooh, they actually did the metal sign without doing the Hawaiian I love you. Most people say, I love you, instead of metal. But yeah, that's the next step. Oh, she's air rocking a fake solo, 14-year-old. That's funny. They already say that they don't.
Why do they gotta be all like that?
Because they're little kids, dude. If you were 14, getting
paid? Well, I didn't know they were 14.
One of them's 14, one of them's 15, and one of them's 16. And I bet that they've all just retired from the sex slave industry over there. After 4 years of working in the Nike shop, and then they graduated to sex slavery, and now they've become baby metal.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you like little kids singing metal, see, I think that is Jim Louder. Jim, if you're listening, I posted this on your page. And that's a lot of peas. I'm going to smoke some pot.
What'd you do this weekend?
Who are you talking to? Me?
Sure.
I entered a comedy competition that I didn't make it through the first night, but I did the second night.
Nice.
Nice.
So now I'm guaranteed to at least get a $25 prize pack from the head shop and some other $20-$30 worth of Coors.
You should get some head cheese.
Do they? They don't.
Coors.
Coors. Some kind of beer gear. You get like shirts or hats that say like red something fucking. I don't know. Not a big alcohol connoisseur, but.
Yeah.
I'll take free shirts. I'm on shirt 116.
You should trade that in for some hams.
Hams will be refreshing.
That's a callback.
That is from last week. We talked about the Hams Bear taking a trip around the world. But anyway, oh, and that's another thing that I heard. I bet that vegans really hate Sam Elliott.
You know, yeah, they hate meat a lot.
No, Sam Elliott.
Why?
Because he's the voice for... He's the one that said... fucking beef, it's what for dinner.
Oh.
Remember?
He also...
Like, just imagine these as responses in an interview from a vegan.
He also said... darkness washed upon dude.
Yeah, he did say that.
And... You got a nice sarsaparilla?
You could say, you know, I really pay people to eat meat because it's bad for you and you have to kill animals and stuff.
Some folks like to call beef the red meat.
I like to call it...
There's a lot more to beef than just the color red. It has more micronutrients than a lot of foods you eat every day.
Micronutrients.
Get 3 ounces of beef compared to the same size skinless chicken breast. Beef has three times more.
What are you doing, dude?
6 times more zinc and 8 times more B12.
He doesn't even know what he's
saying. He's reading fat. It.
So you might
it's
want to
beef.
Take another look at
it's
beef
what for
the
dinner.
Next time you pass by the meat case. Because everything else looks pale in comparison
to red meat.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
How did he know?
Because they paid him like $5,000 or something.
How did he know it's what's for dinner? I'm not having beef.
I bet it's been your dinner at least once.
And yeah, all right. Yeah.
And now you know what Sam Elliott's doing? A collection
of treasures. Pooping on lawns.
Meat news meat.
No, you gotta guess what this what this ad is for, okay, before I tell you.
A collection of treasures lies between these bumpers.
It's a car. Chevy commercial.
Oh, guess again.
Ford? Engines. No, it's a Dodge.
Industry gold.
Ram.
Awards out the tailpipe.
The Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's what's between your bumpers.
How'd we get on to Sam Elliott?
Stupid and I'm stuck.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. How did we get on it?
I don't know.
How'd you get on him? I didn't know you'd ever been on him.
Nope. He lives nearby, though.
He lives about 3 miles from my house.
Yeah.
Just like, it's a straight line, pretty much. I mean, there's a couple curves, but...
Dude, you should go and see if he's having beef for dinner.
And then sue him if it's not? Well, so you said on the internet,
just
beef.
Peer through his windows, and when he shoots you in the leg...
It's what's for dinner.
Yep.
Intruder, it's what's for dinner.
How many stars would you give beef?
Oh, five, definitely.
I love beef.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You have five beef, so there's nothing better than beef?
As far as meat goes, I don't think so.
Really?
Yep. A good ribeye?
Nothing's better?
Nope.
Nothing's better than
beef.
You can
get a ribeye out of anything, though. Flames. You can have a
beef.
You can have a bison ribeye. You could have a moose ribeye.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Whoa. Buffalo's not bad, but my favorite is beef.
Really?
Yes.
What about a toe beef?
Toe beefu. What is that, like tofu beef?
Yep, it's toe beefu.
No, thank you.
Toe beefu.
Toe beefu.
I wouldn't eat that, no way.
That's toe yucko.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys must have, and everybody, since it's Monday today, you must have remembered to set your clocks forward, which used to only happen in April, but now it happens in March.
I didn't even know until somebody said,
spring forward. I lost an hour, dude. That's why I smoked so much weed yesterday.
Yeah.
Got to make up for today.
I know. I only had 23 hours in one day.
Can you imagine if they did that in the daytime?
To where you just, wow, that hour flew by.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in an appointment.
You just lose an hour of light, though, is what I mean.
You're just at work, and you just, oh, cool, extra hour.
Yeah.
Now, that happens, actually, to some people, right?
Well, graveyard shift.
I
just mean, like, it would be weird. It would be stranger if the hour you lost was daylight, not darkness.
Right. And that you didn't get fired from your job for letting the band quit early. That happened to someone when the Bone Jars played on the night that we lost an hour.
Yeah.
And so at midnight, they just set the clock ahead after we did three sets and called it good. And then the owner found out and fired that bartender. There was no one even at the bar.
That's the night the lights went out in Georgia.
The night that they went out in Halsey, actually.
Did they hung an innocent man?
That was an innocent man.
That song's kind of creepy.
It is. Isn't
just
that,
the whole, that not like,
isn't
I don't know
Vicky
what
Lawrence?
It's necessarily about other
isn't
than the lights going out, but just the whole mood
Mama,
of that song is
Mama's Family.
Is creepy.
That's Mama's Family singing that song.
Yeah, I know. I like Mama's Family. That was a funny show. Not as funny as Night Court, but I'll watch a rerun of Mama's Family.
Fuck yeah.
Do you with, know? What's her name?
Carol Burnett.
Yes.
No, the other chick.
Vicky Lawrence?
No, the other chick.
Jesus Christ. Oh, not him.
One guy's wife.
The one guy's wife.
Oh, I know that guy. I can't remember his wife's name, though.
Yeah.
Do you know how long ago they started doing daylight savings time?
1836.
That's way off.
1522.
1905.
1904.
He proposed originally moving the clocks 20 minutes forward each four Sundays in April.
What?
That was the first proposal. To ease into the hour. Actually, that'd be 80 minutes. We'd be fucked, dude. And his daylight savings plan caught the attention of Robert Pierce, who introduced a bill to the House of Commerce in 1908. House of Commons, not Commerce. First daylight savings bill was drafted in 1909. But didn't come to pass till 1916.
Daylight savings.
And the original guy died before he even got to see it come to fruition. But yeah, wouldn't that
poor
be weird
guy.
If you just go 20 minutes every Sunday forward?
Yeah. Well, some years it would be 100 hours, because if you had a fifth Sunday in there.
100 minutes, you mean?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say that.
Dude, that'd be awesome if every year you set your clocks a day forward.
Yeah.
It's a month of daylight.
Well, that's what we do. It's the opposite of fucking leap year.
Huh.
You know, every 4 years you add a day. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then we take an hour, and then we give an hour.
I'm fucking sick of it. I want to be like Kramer and just leave my...
Dude, I boycotted it before.
Did you go a full year without changing your clock?
Until the power went out 1 year, and I had to set the clock anyway.
But now everybody's got cell phones.
Yeah, they just change automatically.
I waited for it to change last night. It went from 2, and all of a sudden, instead of 2:01, it said 3:01.
You know, back in the day, you could get a job waking up people in the morning, like being an alarm clock, like go and tap on their windows.
What?
Before alarm clocks and electricity, man, how do you think people woke up?
I don't know.
Roosters.
He's got a point there.
No, not every town had a rooster.
When the cock crows.
You got some guy come by and knock on your window, and then you drop him a quarter.
Here's a quarter.
Huh. You could make a lot of calls to people who didn't care back then.
The milkman, because you know he'd always come by after you went to work.
Hey, you must be old, dude. We didn't have milkmen when I was growing up. We had to go to the store and get that shit myself. We didn't have a milkman in Albany. You're the same age. I mean, in Brownsville. You're the same age as me.
We had the Curly's
Dairy. Milkman.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Curly's Dairy.
Out of Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
And they deliver in the morning to your house?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, too.
3 half-gallons a week.
Maybe we were too poor. We lived right by a store. I can't tell you anymore.
Well, that is a Dairy Mart, too. But has that always been there?
No, Dairy Mart wasn't Dairy always Mart, there. No. It was Baird's back when I was a little kid.
Baird's.
That's the dude's name. Fred
First
Baird.
Name?
Fred Baird.
Fred Baird.
Ted Nugent wrote a song about him later. No, it was
Fred Baird.
Mr. Baird.
Fred Baird.
I don't know what his first name was because I was a little kid. And then they tore that down, and right next door in the parking lot, they built what was the Village Pantry, which is for the village people just to come in and get food at the pantry. You know, like
nice.
They just sold.
That's where they got their pants.
Village People Pantry. And then Old Dairy Mart came along and changed it from the Village Pantry to the Dairy.
They've been there for like 600 years, haven't they?
Dairy Mart.
At least 16.
Because that's where Spartacus used to go and get his milk.
At the Village Pantry?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe. Okay, before I forget, you guys. Like
you already forgot.
I didn't. You guys mentioned it, and then I kind of glazed over it. You asked what I did. On Thursday and Friday, we had the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing competition. There's over 90 people that are trying to get into the top 50.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read some names here. Medford gave 7. I don't know any of those people, but just because I'm in this competition, here's my competition. Listen to these people's names and think how funny they are. Just think if they can beat me. Dan McLaren, Joseph Jacobson, Randy Nicole, Tony Glenn, Levi Anderson, Bob Skye, and Jennifia, which is a one-word thing like Rihanna or something, I guess. So congratulations to the Medford finalists. They'll be coming up to Eugene in the next few weeks. The first night of Eugene, I didn't make it through. There was 24 contestants. I had no one there to support me, and it's audience vote, so it was a pity party. And the judges didn't like my Jesus jokes. They were and my friends' Jesus jokes. They were rolling their eyes and stonewall us. And Mr. Appliance was one of the judges.
Stonewall us.
Yeah, you know, it's George's brother, Stone. You know Mr. Appliance from the Eugene Fame commercials?
George Moreland?
No, Mr. Appliance.
Oh, no.
But George Moreland was on Portlandia.
Was he?
Well, at least one of his workers in one of them. I think it was actually George. But anyway.
He's a water-aging.
Mr. Appliance is a famous local celebrity in Eugene because he always does TV commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And it freaked some of the people out. They're like, I didn't know Mr. Appliance. And they have the judges right in the front like it's American Idol or some shit. It was weird. Wasn't like that last year.
Huh.
So I'm telling my Jesus jokes, a few of them. Audience is laughing. Judges are stonewallacing me. As you like to say, stonewalling me. And then they rolled their eyes at Jason Eifler when he told his joke about Jesus being married to a prostitute.
Have you tried changing the name to Jesus in your joke?
No, because then they just think I'm racist against Mexican people. But anyway, let's get back to the qualifiers. And these are the ones I voted for the Eugene first round. Mac Chase made it through. Mike McGowan. Isaiah Wagner, a.k.a. Zeke. He's a funny guy. He approached me about coming to Denny's. Gina Ginsburg, Joe Glasgow. Or go. I don't know how you say it. It's Russian. It looks Russian. Glasgow. Stephen Kirby, Connor Armour, Caitlin Wolf, and Daniel Caceres. Aaron Anderson as well. So they took 10 winners in.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Wolf is a woman, girl. She's about 21, and she was telling jokes about sucking cock
mm-hmm.
and using that cock word and talking about swallow and see. I mean, and I thought the judges would not. But, you know, I guess it was all about who had the most people there to put your name on the paper.
Yep.
And then we had seven qualifiers from Bend, Juan Knutson, with a K.
Have you thought about changing the name to, instead of Jesus, Jesus Jones?
Jesus and the Mary Chain, that's what I'm going to call it.
No,
hey,
Jesus,
you guys know
Jones.
What's not coming back? Jesus and the Mary Chain.
And then you could like play that song behind
you. Now you can see why they're not coming back, because they're terrible.
How's that
also,
Jesus Jones song?
Jesus isn't coming back, too. Celeste Franklin, Doug Morgan, Randall Knight, Tony G, Brian McGinnis, and Jake Woodmansey, all from Bend. And then Thursday night in Albany. No, Friday night. You guys didn't come out. Thanks for coming to support me, you guys. Appreciate it.
Friday night?
Yeah.
I had a dinner Friday night.
What time?
I had to be there at 4, and I worked till 9.
Well,
you can. And that was after I started work at 7:45 in the morning.
You need to get your priorities straight.
Yeah.
Jobs, families, what's that? You need to come out and support your friends.
Right here, sorry, right now, by Jesus Jones.
Jesus and the Mary Chain, brother.
I know, but Jesus Jones just got a new drummer.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
All right, so we had 1, 2, 3, 4 people from Portland made it through at the Albany show. Scoot Herring, which his name is actually Scoot. His parents named him Scoot.
Uh-huh.
Man,
he said a lot of people ask him what his real name is, if that's a stage name, and he said, yeah, his name is actually Scoot some other fish. I don't want to misquote him, but it was kind of funny. Scoot Tuna. That's what it was. His name's actually Scoot Tuna. Anyway, Andy Shans made it down. Shans. Oh, yeah. Remember that guy that came down when we were in the basement of the Comedy House in Portland and he wanted to take a shower and he was in a bathrobe? Remember that guy? When we were interviewing Boomer and Patrick.
Yeah.
And he came down to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. And Amanda Arnold, who also lives in that house. Timothy Blackton. And my friend John Mink from Salem made it through. And Charmaine Westcott. And myself. And then they haven't got back to me to know who made it through in Grants Pass or Medford. Or, I mean, the second night in Eugene. So, whew, 50 people competing. And I found out the grand prize is actually $2,000 cash plus $500. So it's $2,500 cash. And you get to do a 7-day tour in a RV with the other
in a windmill.
No,
sweet.
You couldn't fit very many. You couldn't fit a big audience in a windmill.
No, we're not doing the shows in a windmill. We're touring in the windmill.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude! Flying around in a windmill.
And it's not really a windmill; it's an RV. When I say
you
windmill,
you could put a windmill on top of it, and that could be like how you'd propel down the road.
Yeah,
or how you produce your electricity in your RV.
To play your Game Boys.
So you guys should tell all your friends, and all you listeners should tell all your friends to get your shit together and come down to Calhoun's in Eugene on March 21st and vote for me and laugh when I tell jokes.
Do it.
Because that will help me get into the finals, which will help me get into the winning spot, which I need that money. I'll put some of it into the podcast, I promise. Hans, get your family together.
Dude,
speaking of tuna. Scoot Tuna.
Speaking of tuna, the tuna was invented in 1910.
The tuna?
Mm-hmm.
The tuna.
The fish?
Yep.
The fish has been around since way before then.
No, it was invented in 1910.
Who invented it? God?
Mr. Tuna.
Yep. It was a Japanese guy named Tuna.
I think you're reading the wrong website. What website are you at?
I just remember this from school.
Fish.com.
I thought he was at tuna.com.
I remember this from school. It says, right, it says 1910 in my school book.
Let me see that book for a second.
You know what the scientific word for albacore is?
Metalcore?
Thunis.
Okay, breaking news. Tuna was invented in 1910.
Yep.
That's why your girlfriend's crotch smells like
this. Thunis. The albacore yellowfin tuna.
How do you know he's not tunas?
Is a thunus, and he belongs to the tribe Thunini.
Thunus is actually pronounced tunas.
Oh,
as
no,
we
the
know.
Thunus.
Scott
is a Tunis. Bluefin group.
Tunas.
A bluefin group. Is that a type of music?
Yeah, it's fish that paint themselves blue and they do drum.
There's yellowfin tuna and there's bluefin tuna.
Bluefin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a beluga whale?
I have.
A baloo is
too.
A bear.
A baloo?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Baloo.
A Baloo is a bear.
Let's go get some picnic baskets, Baloo.
You remember that from the sample test questions from school.
So how did people wake up before there was alarm clocks?
They shit on them. They shit slowly down a pole.
You've told me before it's hard to shit on a stick.
It is.
You have really good aim.
Oh, man, you got to get some good height that way, and you got to put a point on the stick.
Joe Parra has a bit of a
stool
sample.
You
got to
make sure you eat some cheese.
He's like, it's really hard to shit in a little cup.
Did you hear the biggest news in the music industry in the last 30 years? U2's album was delayed until 2015.
Breaking news, U2's album is delayed until 2015.
Yay!
He's closed down all music things.
Yep.
Until that can happen. All radio stations will be on hold. No more albums can be released until, what is it, Zooropa 7?
It is.
I can't always
the producers are so backlogged.
Because you know why? Because Bono?
Is it Bozo.
Bozo. From,
or Bozo.
Bozo from U2 said that he still hasn't found
what he's looking for.
All the fucking whores. You guys ever watch The Voice, speaking of singers?
Nope.
Yeah,
my parents watch it a lot, but I thought this was fucking hilarious because my wife's been taking care of her grandma, and she had her daughter down there, Dakota, and she was talking to her grandma about The Voice, and she goes, oh, I don't really watch those shows. She's like 80, so this is my impression of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I don't watch those shows, honey. And she's like, well, they're having the blind auditions tonight, and I really want to watch it. And she's like, so they only let blind people sing on that part? She thought blind auditions were just for blind singers.
I believe it.
And that maybe Stevie Wonder was going to be the guy who flipped around in the chair.
He should be a judge on there because it is just about The Voice, right? So they should have blind people.
And that way those guys could have their chair turned around like they do, and then he could just face anyway because he can't see. Mm-hmm. Who other else?
And he would probably have a better ear.
Just think if Ray Charles was still alive, they could have all black blind people.
Or Beethoven, too.
Was he blind or was he was deaf?
What about Terry Gibbs?
It was Gary Oldman.
Terry Gibbs?
You don't remember Terry Gibbs? Is that the devil? Oh, should I let him in? Remember that?
Dude, what do you have in your mouth?
My tongue.
Oh, I can hear something.
All right, so...
No, I remember the name vaguely, but I don't really remember...
She was blonde, had curly hair.
Oh, it was a girl?
Oh, everybody had blonde, curly hair, though, don't they?
Back then, they did. I mean, real tight, afro curly.
You never did you, Gatch?
Yeah.
You were a blonde baby?
No, I had a blonde, curly hair when I was 23.
Because of bleach or... When Bleach came out?
No.
Nirvana came out.
I just wanted a good perm.
Oh, and it turned it blonde? That's weird. That Indian hair, it turns to corn color if you try to perm it.
It does. That's what I had to do is soak it in maize.
Oh, in maize. I got lost in a maze once.
That's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's corny.
Did you know that...
Come on, think of something.
Ants.
I've had some big ants in life.
I love killing ants.
I found a couple ants in my kitchen. My uncles were nowhere to be found. I said, get out of here.
Yep.
No.
You got to kill them.
They're not the little kind.
If you only find one, that's the scout ants.
These are bigger ones. We used to have the little sugar ants.
Uh-huh.
These are like bigger,
Bigger, littler ones, like they're piss ants?
Pepper ants.
I think they are piss ants, because one of them was running around the inside of a Cheerio. It is a go-kart.
Cheerio!
You remember that? If brains were gassed, you wouldn't have enough to run the go-kart of an ant's go-kart around the inside of a Cheerio. That's what my cousin used to say to me sometimes. If brains were gassed, you wouldn't have enough to run a ant's go-kart around the inside of a Cheerio.
All right, I get it now.
That's hard to say. Dude, yeah. I really had to think about it as a child. I never realized how much time he put into it because he just went, bleh! And I was like, well, if brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to blow your nose. That's what I'd always say back to him, which I don't know which is better. Well, if brains were pussy, you wouldn't get enough because you don't ever get any. I just made that one up. Let's make up some. If brains were something, you wouldn't have enough to do something. Just
you
think
know
about
ants.
That. I do.
They you know, you. I like to flood them sometimes.
Really?
And when you flood their homes, they like sacrifice their young.
You
and they float on the larvae.
Shit.
They use them as lifeboats to rescue the queen.
Whoa.
Do you have an ant farm somewhere?
That's deep.
No, but, you know, I'd
the
have...
The water was deep.
You know where you got ants coming in the house? What I like to do is I'll just, like, kick up the dirt back there along the house, and then you flood that area. And then
watch
it kills all their little trails and everything. They have to rebuild from new in the mud.
So you feel like a god of sorts?
No, it just kills off some of the ants.
A mother nature?
You know? It does feel empowering, though.
Yeah.
I recommend it for anyone. You know what else you can do is you can take a shovel full of an anthill, and then you go and put it on another anthill, and then you take a shovel from that anthill and go and put it on the other, and they'll war.
You got some fucked up shit
going
on there, brother.
Dude, you're a dictator. You're an ant dictator. Mm-hmm. You're causing wars and destruction.
You're the ant dictator.
Anti-dictator.
That's a song by Space Hog. You remember
You're
those guys?
A dictator.
Remember, that's exactly how it goes.
I don't. I remember the name Space Hog along with. Bands
remember, like, they had that bass line that went
stereo gum.
Boop 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 boop
boop boop boop. Oh shit! Gretz is writing a new song.
No, that was how their bass line went.
Okay, well, I'm
he played a Rickenbacker, and then he married Liv Tyler.
That's a weird
man.
Thing to do.
I'd like to do that.
He did. They were. They're probably. I think they're still married.
And
they
I would play have, Rick and
there's two
and
brothers
and
in. You know
Tyler.
How Space Hog got their contract? They were at a.
Steven
they
Tyler
were at one of those.
Was his dad?
They were one of those. Battle of the Bands, winner wins a contract kind
of
thing.
Right.
What's the name
or
of that song?
Or whatever. But at the end of the show, there two people actually fist fought over who would get to sign them.
Huh.
Wow.
I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it would be weird for Steven Tyler to be your father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, yep. Shit, Thanksgiving. Look how fucking Steve Tyler's coming in.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
You had a one.
That's what it would be have at Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Christmas time, he's bringing in Christmas presents.
Cookies.
Like, I got some cookies.
Dude, I heard that the Arsenio Hall show, one of his recent shows, had a huge boost in ratings.
Because
Prince was the only guest.
Yeah, dude.
I'd watch that, though.
Check out this fucking six.
Why not? I watched it when Eddie Murphy was on there.
Six fucking things of separation. What's it called?
6 degrees of bacon.
6 degrees of separation from Prince, bitches.
All
right. Right here. Check it out. Okay, Prince was on Arsenio Hall.
Uh-huh.
Backing singer and the bass player from his current band are the cousins of the only black family from Brownsville, Oregon. Sam Pierce, my Facebook and personal friend, and his mom, which must be their aunt, works at the Key Bank in Brownsville, which is closing in June after 40 million years.
You know what else is closing?
Your legs.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, there is a lot of stuff. There's not enough foot traffic at the Key Bank. But anyway, Sam Pierce, his cousins are in Prince.
Hmm.
I tell the story about black pussy, and my friend Joe Parra, who is black, but he's not a pussy, he said, so you grew up in Brownsville, there probably wasn't one black family. I said, there was two. There was one. There still is. The dude was a preacher, and the lady worked at the bank, and their kid.
Hallelujah.
One of their kids was a little bit mentally handicapped. He will salute you if you drive by him when he's walking down the sidewalk. It's kind of awesome.
Staples is closing a bunch of their stores.
Really?
50% of their business is now being done online.
Yep.
Wow.
50% Tavo.
That's the same with banks and shit, you know. You got direct deposit. No one's
crazy
coming in.
Shit.
You don't need
and banks, that is something that banks and shits have in common. It is a direct deposit.
That's right. And banks are shitty.
I fucking hate banks.
I do.
I tumbled about banks the other day.
Tumbledered?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't Tumblr'd for a while. But I noticed you've been posting our shows on Tumblr.
Oh, just automatic. They finally put it where it's automatic.
Oh.
Same with the Facebook. That's why I go to
Facebook. And all this
time
I thought you were being a little proactive. But no. Nope. Just doing what I do. So you guys like that show, the review, huh?
Dude, that was fucking hilariard.
I want to watch it. It's recorded.
Dude, it was funny.
Home,
he reviewed stealing. And He has started off with some stealing some malted milk balls.
Yep.
His favorite. He likes to go and he'll get a scoop full of malted milk balls and go and pay
for
his balls.
Oh, from the bolt part, yeah.
But then he didn't pay for them, which was funny. And then he went on to stealing some other things. He thought maybe that was too impersonal. So he went and stole some Grammys ladies.
Grammys ladies?
Yeah, he stole some Grammys ladies shredded wheat.
Oh, okay.
And Grapes, then,
yeah.
Yeah, and then he reviewed cocaine. Or, well, it was actually addiction.
Yeah.
But
I saw the clip where he said, I've tried this drug, yep. heroin, that, and cocaine.
Yeah.
Now it's time to try cocaine! His nose
yeah,
is bleeding.
And he was pretty excited because he was so good at it that he moved on to from snorting a little cocaine to ODing to intervention in no time flat. He was so excited to go to rehab.
He did good then.
Yep, and then he did the prom, which was kind of a creepy one.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
He all the drive. He's like driving his babysitter out in like the middle of a cornfield, basically, it looked like, or something. He's like, I want to ask you a question. Do you want to go to the prom with me? All, and the lighting is all from the back of his van and shit. It's weird.
That's funny. I'm checking it out after I get home tonight. But there's another new show, kind of fairly new. I think they've had 5 episodes so far on Comedy Central. Called
I've seen it.
Broad City.
Nope, I haven't seen it.
You haven't watched it? It's two chicks. I think they were a comedy team.
I did watch a Portlandia episode 1, though.
Your dad...
Yes, I did.
That new episode had a thing about it where they wanted to rent this lofty, like, warehouse-type space. And they're like, oh, well, that's going to be $5,000 a month. And they're like, what? It's supposed to be, like, $250 a month. We can't afford that. So they ended up getting, like, 28 roommates to cover the cost so they could each pay $250 a month.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I think Broad City has been a little bit funnier than Portlandia lately. It's just about these two chicks that live in New York, and they just get into it. It's got Hannibal Buress on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of funny, I think. Did you watch Beck on Saturday Night Live?
He was on Hannibal, too, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Did you watch Beck on Saturday Night Live?
No, I thought about it. That's as far as I got.
He didn't do the good songs that I like off the new album, so I said,
fuck him.
He did one song with a fucking 50-piece fucking, like, string section or something.
Did you hear that one song he did with Flaming Lips?
I think I saw them do it on Austin's Shitty Limits.
Mm-hmm.
Austin's Shitty Limits.
I saw
Beck twice.
We all can't seem to talk very well today.
I saw Beck twice.
I've never
in
saw
my lifetime.
I've only seen him twice on Saturday Night Live. No, I've seen him 3 times on Saturday. Maybe 4 times, because I saw the Disco Age one where he had that disco album or whatever it was called, Disco something. Mm-hmm. Mutations, he did a... Yeah, he's been on there a lot, but... I like the new Beck a lot, though.
Mutations is still better, I bet.
You should listen to the new one.
I bet Mutations still better.
Probably.
I don't know why that would matter.
Sea Change is better than Mutations, no?
What?
I said
Did
no.
you say that?
I said no with a question mark at the end. It was a question to you.
No.
What? Ask the critics. What do they say? Sea Change.
I'd say Mutations is his finest acoustic work, aside from maybe some of the work on...
One Foot in the Groove?
Yeah. Like Satan Gave Me a Taco.
Yeah.
Satan Gave You a Taco.
Dude, that song kicks
Asshole's
ass.
Asshole is a great song, and that might be on the other stereo
yep.
something.
That was covered by Tom Petty.
Yeah, it was. She'll do anything to make me feel like an asshole, which that
song
is usually.
She dangled carrots.
Yeah, and make you feel embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
You rhyme carrots with embarrassed, you're pretty cool.
Yep. Yep.
That's all I say. Hey, have you ever been caused to bleed profusely from your head by getting struck by a vibrator?
Oh, no, what was the part of that question?
I said, have
Not
you ever
personally.
Been caused to bleed profusely from your head by being struck by a vibrator?
Yes. Carbon fiber, aluminum, steel.
Right. Yes. It's just a lot Diamond of force behind
glass.
It. This was in New Mexico. Apparently they
had
really
obsidian sticking out of it.
Yeah. Ouch. It was a New Mexican
Quetzalcoatl.
It wasn't an old
Quetzalcoatl dildo.
Which it's way better to get hit in the head with a New Mexican dildo than an old Mexican dildo. Because
yeah,
because
it's been used less.
An old Mexican dildo.
Right? It's got less juices on it.
It does. And it's got
less chance of sticking.
Less infection
possibilities.
Less
buildup of hard substances. And it's funny because it was a vibrator and the lady was charged with battery, which it has inside of it. Kind of. But anyway, she got in an argument with her mother when they were driving down the road in her car and she saw a vibrator on the floor and that was the first thing she could find to hit her. Mm. So she smacked her in the head.
First of all, what are you doing driving down the road with a vibrator
in
your car?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it was in the little side pocket on the door.
Why don't they have
a she just uses it while she's driving down the
maybe
road?
Maybe she just left it in there and her daughter's like, well, there's a vibrator. I can't find nothing else to hit my stupid fucking mom with. So smack, they take that cock to the head.
They That's should make a rock tumbler in the shape of a pussy where you put like
oh,
the rocks
wait.
In the pussy and then it tumbles it out, polishes the rocks.
Yeah. Then the lady denied striking her mother, but they found electric vibrator on the passenger side floor of the vehicle. She told her that she was with her mother, and she came out from a back room bleeding when the cops were there. So,
ouch.
Then the daughter said she struck herself with it. She was all trying to, I don't know what she was trying to shove it in her mouth.
A Q-tip is just a is just a dildo for your ear.
But it doesn't vibrate. But if you go
a dildo,
it makes your ear vibrate.
Yeah, you could hook it up to your razor.
Dude, I have trouble getting an earplug in my right ear as opposed to no problem in my left ear. So I think my right ear canal is, like, smaller.
It's decaying away.
No, it's smaller.
Decaying away. You know,
it's caving in, man.
You know that song?
I'm a victim of internal ear decay.
You know that song? Decaying away.
I know Slip Sliding Away.
On the green lines of a new day.
Oh, Jethro Dull.
Yep. Dude, Martin Barr is awesome.
You like him a lot, Jethro.
Martin Barr is awesome, dude.
I mean, not him. See, now that was bad for me to say, like, him and Led Zeppelin were hanging out. No, you like the band Jethro Tull a lot.
Yeah, I don't mind him.
Yeah.
Martin Barr is cool. I think he's
is that their guitarist? You keep saying that name. I don't
know. Yeah. Okay. Look up some Martin Barr.
Okay, Martin
he's
Barr.
He's got, dude, he'll whip up
You're
an omelet
to say it like
a classical
Jer Burns.
Piece.
Jer Burns.
Jer Burns, dude. Jer Burns.
You're like, yeah, Martin Barr. What was his name? Martin Barr? You're like, Jer Burns? Martin Barr? I am nice, am I?
That was one of the best bits, I think, of that whole review show was right off the bat.
Jer Burns.
And it was just such a subtle thing. He's like, he has an assistant up there, and he's like, so who's our first caller today? She's like, it's Mork from New York. And
Jer Burns.
And he's like, oh, Mark, you don't hear that very often.
Oh, then
and then
they
it
said
shoots
Mark.
To a video and it goes, hi, it's Mark.
Yeah,
right away. I was like, dude,
that.
That's fucking hilarious.
What was that on? I saw that.
That was on review. That was the very beginning of review.
Then I saw it and then I was so stoned I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Mark.
You don't hear that very often.
You know,
hi, it's Mark.
Dude, it when did that show come out? Movie. Like 78, something like that?
Mork and Mindy, yeah, 78. Yeah. I watch old episodes on TV Land sometimes. I saw like episode 3. We're still waiting for episode 1 to come on there.
Yeah.
Did you guys see
where he lands?
Did you guys see John Travolta's clip on the fucking Oscars or the Grammys or whatever that show was just on?
Mm-mm.
Dude, he was like on some drugs or something. Do you know who Idina Menzel is? Did you see that?
Nope.
No, I heard about it.
So there's this Oscar winner, her name is Idina Menzel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember that name, Idina Menzel. Okay, here's John Travolta introducing Idina Menzel. Possibly. Okay.
Thank you. I love you. There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical and for the songs that create their most memorable moments. Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering
Idina
song,
Menzel.
Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Did you hear what he said?
Adele Dazeem.
Yeah, her name is Idina Menzel.
Yeah, that's not good.
Adele Menci.
Dude, how can you not dig on Martin Barter, the guy who wrote Aqualung?
The wickedly talented.
Aqualung. Or,
that's a classic riff.
Or Songs from the Wood. Songs from the Wood make you feel much better.
Flames.
Is that how it goes?
I'm not too sure. I don't think I've
ever
heard.
Oh, wow.
You have not heard that song. It's a radio song.
Well, what's it called?
Songs from the Wood.
No, it's not a radio song.
Yes, it is.
I can name five radio songs by Jethro Tull that aren't that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Aqualung, Locomotive Breath, Bunghole in Her Junk Hole.
Fucking Bunghole in Her Junk
Hole. Fucking Teacher.
Uh-huh.
That's four. And then that one that goes... And he's fucking listening.
Dude, there's at least enough for that whole album of Jethro Tull masters.
I have a double CD greatest hits of Jethro Tull that I don't believe I've ever listened
to. I have a 3-disc box set back when people bought box sets. Remember those things?
Hey, man, I started listening to them when they were 8 tracks.
Well, did you keep listening to them?
I did.
That was the only one. That was the only thing. It was in the bathroom, and when we took a shower, we played this. We had this little portable 8-track player.
Dude, I don't want to hear about anything you played in the shower.
You know, and we had like Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac shower tag.
Yeah.
You got a plug?
What's that one band? Oh, geez. I don't remember. They had some... Oh, Fog Hat was another one.
We had a ton
Bachman
of
Turner Overdrive, the old Queen.
You have any Kiss 8-tracks?
No, we didn't. And I just wish I could think of this other band that we had. And but yeah, they were all 70s.
Black Oak, Arkansas?
No.
We had some of them.
Hey, that's Tommy Aldridge's band.
Was it?
Yeah, that's where Tommy Aldridge
with
started
Jim Dandy,
playing.
Before he played with Pat Travers' band?
Pat Travers. Songs from the woods. He didn't play with Pat Travers, did he?
Yeah.
Tommy Aldridge did?
Yeah.
When?
On Crash and Burn and the album before that.
He was probably like in between bands or something, or doing a studio set, wasn't he? Or
it was right before he went to Ozzy.
Oh, really?
He toured with him there.
Oh, because didn't he play for Quiet Riot, too?
For a minute. It sounds like a fucking Christmas choir, dude. This is a radio hit.
Yeah, right here. Well, this
is the guitar player wrote it.
It's an extended intro, dude. It's when theme albums were fucking going on. Let me bring you love from the field. Let me bring you
all things provide. All right, we'd like our listeners to chime in here and see if you think Jethro Tull is better than Metallica.
What? No, I'm just saying that. All I'm saying is this was a radio hit.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No.
Dude, that was okay. A radio hit?
That was a radio hit.
Wow.
I never listened to the radio that day, I guess. I don't know. But
I'm going
to
look up
see,
past
now,
masters.
You know, I hate
and I'm going to list all their songs on that entire thing of Jethro Tull.
See, and because of the fact that Dustin's getting a little upset that we don't like Jethro Tull as much as him.
I don't care if you don't like him.
He said this several times throughout the day. So we're bringing this one back. You don't like Jethro Tull?
What?
Do you think Jethro Tull's better than Metallica?
What?
Yes. Nowadays, yes, I do.
What about Living in the Past? You know that song?
Yeah, I do.
What? Living in the past.
When Metallica was a real band, I really enjoyed them, and they're kind of the band that got me into heavy metal.
I'm freaking out.
Jethro Tull?
Metallica? When I listened to the Master of Puppets CD. That CD right there got me into metal music.
It did?
Yes. Too old to rock and roll, young to die?
I was pretty much classic rocker.
I recognize those songs from the CD I never listened to.
You know, I listened to a little bit of Def Leppard and stuff, but I really didn't consider them super heavy.
Yeah.
You know, they were just regular
rock.
Yeah. You know, just regular 80s rock to me.
Harder than Loverboy.
What about Life's a Long Song?
Well, yeah, they were back in the 70s, though.
Life's a Long Song.
The what?
He likes a long dong.
Life's a long song.
Liam Neeson made a guest long dong appearance on the intro for Saturday Night Live.
He's been everywhere because his new movie is all nonstop about it. Minstrel in the Gallery, you know that one?
Yes.
That's a bloody mess is what that is.
Yes, it is.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Bloody mess in
but
the
I don't,
kitchen.
When
what
I,
about their 47-minute Thick as a Brick opus?
See, I never even knew that was a thing. I know the song, the radio edit, but I didn't
know. You should
know.
Play that one at the beginning of the next show.
We could just play it in the background of the whole one. Flautist Ian Anderson will be joining us on the show tonight via Skype satellite.
Flautist?
He's a flautist. That's what you call someone who plays the flute.
A flautist.
Yeah. Jason Rowe's a flautist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
he knows what I'm talking about.
Is he a big Jethro Tull fan, or does
you
he
either play fucking Locomotive Breath, don't they?
Yeah, but just because they like one
My
song.
My younger brother plays the flute.
The skin flute? You should have seen him blowing the oak chord and slobbering blues last time I stayed over there at his place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Adam, now you have a reason to listen, because we just name-dropped you. Pretended that you were giving me gay sex favors. That's weird. Dude, I had an influx. An influx. Do you know what that is? That's a lot. Of fucking crazy-ass Florida stories.
Oh, really?
More than ever. I couldn't believe it, dude. I don't know what's going on. But we should move to Florida, you guys.
Why?
Let's relocate. Because you can fuck your dog.
Women?
No, well. Whoa. I thought that was me for a second. Is that the new crazy Florida music?
Per la terza volta è in Italia uno dei più rappresentativi complessi inglesi di musica.
Dude, we don't have. I don't speak.
We don't have no translators.
No, no, that's not. It's not. It's
a Bologna e Milano.
I'm gonna overpower you, dude. Going to Florida. Why are you stuck?
I thought
on
you wanted an Ian Anderson interview.
I do. Well, not. In
Damn
front,
it!
Not in a different language. Only if he. I want you guys to relocate.
All right, go. Where's this Florida?
Come to Florida with me, guys.
Where's Florida?
Let's go to Florida.
Where is it? It's in the southern tip.
It's the penis of the United States. I heard that somewhere.
It is. Have you ever looked at it like that?
I've never looked at it like that. No, I never looked at it and thought penis of America.
I've never looked at any of our states sexually, really.
I saw a weather thing where there was like a whole bunch of clouds right above the penis, and it looked like you needed to do some manscaping down there.
So does that mean Texas is the balls?
Well, whatever it is, there's something in the water down there that makes people crazy. They arrested a Florida man was arrested. He was having a sex act with his dog in his yard in full view of the shocked neighbors.
That's legal, though.
I know. Well, that's why I say you can move there, but he was still arrested. So
for indecent exposure.
You can't do it outside.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Stand your ground.
He's 57, Bernard Marcinek, and witnesses flagged down officers, told him that Bernard was committing a sex act with his pit bull in his yard and ignoring the pleas of the neighbors begging him to stop.
Why would you go out to beg him to stop?
Well, they were walking by. They're like, please stop fucking the dog, man. Get your shit down.
I mean, if he looked like he was having fun, I mean, really, you're going to go
that
run over
sensible
there
sensible people
and
would run away.
That was when you use that phrase in the literal form that doesn't happen very often. He's like, what's your neighbor doing? He's like, he's fucking the dog. He's taking forever to do this, you know. He's just fucking the dog. No, he's fucking the dog.
But I don't understand why would they continue to plead with him to stop. I mean,
you can
say,
tell
like, what the fuck are you doing? But why would you sit there and go, please stop, please stop, please stop?
Well, you know he's not going to stop until
like
he busts his nut.
You're not going to make him stop if he doesn't stop after once.
He was just hanging out in the house when the officers arrived, having a cigarette and a nap.
Oh, wow.
They executed a search warrant on his house, and they discovered a gun and some ammo, and he was arrested on felony charges of aggravated animal cruelty and 2 counts of being a felon in the possession of a firearm.
How did they know that the dog didn't like it?
Well, there was another misdemeanor charge of sexual activity involving animals, so I guess that's not legal there anymore. They finally passed it.
Oh, wow.
Probably not in public.
He had 8 pit bulls, so he's probably fucking them all.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
They took his pit bulls from him. It is.
That's
only
in any
that's
state.
That's true. That doesn't matter
that's
what
any
happens.
Any animal.
And then there's this other guy down there in Gainesville where Tom Petty and Lynyrd Skynyrd came from. They're searching for a suspect down there who has been urinating on strangers.
Oh, my God.
On the street near Florida campus, he just walks up to him and pisses on him. They stand with their... They're standing there, and he walks up behind them. They don't notice because he kind of sneaks up. And then they feel themselves being urinated on, and then he exposes himself and runs away. Well, because he's already exposed because he's pissing. That happened around noon just last Saturday. all on the University of Florida campus. He's described as a 6-foot-tall blank man.
I would say that guy is pissed off.
He is. He's pissing off everybody.
Blank man?
Yeah. What race do you think he is? A 6-foot-tall blank man between the ages of 25 and 30.
Eggplant.
An eggplant man?
Yep.
That's white. Not a race.
A white.
How
you
do you know?
White? Okay.
Maybe they haven't found it yet.
No,
maybe it lives in the sea.
This is to see if your guys' racial
maybe
stereotype.
Maybe it lives on Mars.
He says white. What do you say?
Turquoise.
It doesn't have to be a color. It could be Asian. It could be Jewish.
Buttered.
A 6-foot-tall buttered man?
Oh, that could work.
Okay.
That's a hell of an
adjective.
That
would be Kramer on Seinfeld.
Ooh, yeah. Good. You guys are both wrong, then.
He's
a 6-foot-tall black man.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He had short, curly hair and a medium to large penis.
He had short, curly hair? Why are they looking at his pubes?
Because. But he had it out. He's pissing on him. They turn around. They're like, what is that warm?
It's John Wayne. It's John Wayne. It's John Wayne.
Sean Wayne. It's Sean Wayne. Sean Wayne.
You know that joke?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Oh, come on. You do too.
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's it for Crazy Floridians. We got a bunch more.
I got a Crazy Floridian.
Okay, do it.
It doesn't have anything to do with fluoride, though.
Fluoride? It's not a Floridian story.
Oh.
It's a story about Florida. Not fluoride.
A Florida mom put her 3 kids in the car and told them to close their eyes. She was taking them to a better place and then drove them into the ocean.
Oh, in a van. I saw a picture of that. Okay.
Oh,
bystanders
wow.
went out to the minivan to get the kids, but the mom tried to stop them.
Oh, no.
How did I miss that crazy Florida story?
She was also in a car accident in 2007, which resulted in the other driver being killed.
Uh-oh.
Why do you allow people fucking to drive when they've done something like that?
She's a compulsive vehicular manslaughterer.
Mm-hmm.
Or kid slaughterer.
She left her kids
weird,
in
though?
The van.
You
and,
all run
and
out there to try
the
to like save them, and she's like trying
strapped
to
strap them in.
She's like shutting. You're opening the door to get the kids out of the back, and the mom's there slamming the door shut.
Get out of there! Yeah, I'm driving them into the ocean because they wanted to go swimming earlier. Boy. See, it takes all kinds, but it mostly takes Floridians.
Wow.
It takes an army of Floridians to drive a kid into an ocean. That's better than driving him into a river.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not.
It depends on how big the river is.
Because the tide's probably going to take you out.
Here's a news story I like to call for our segment, Crazy Non-Floridian.
Okay, cool. Where are they from?
I don't know. But a teenager shot a man for his phone this week.
Yeah?
A 54-year-old man was walking down the street when a 17-year-old came up and hassled him. The old man fought him off, then called 911, but the young man came back around and shot him.
Whoa!
The police arrived and found the guy dead.
Wow.
The teen later told his friends that the man had seen his face, so he had to die. He also was disappointed because it wasn't a new model of phone.
That kid's been watching too many fucking shows, dude. He saw my face, he's gotta die. I don't care the consequences.
Like Justified, man, where they fucking... I don't know, dude. I don't know if he's justified all the time. So not all the people are justified all the time. Something's going on, man. People dying, people getting shot all the time on that show. Fucking... And, you know, there's a guy by the name of an actor called Walter Goggins... Who is a fucking...
Goggins.
He plays an awesome character in there, dude.
Gossip.
It's like one of those... You watch an actor in a series and you're like, I got to check out what other stuff that guy's been in.
Yeah,
Because he portrays whatever he's doing.
Like
you
Stephen Root.
He puts a lot into it. Stephen Root, yeah, for sure.
Or Giancarlo Esposito.
Giancarlo Esposito?
Yes, that guy.
He was in Eugene not that long ago.
Why?
He spoke on Martin Luther King Day at the Holt Center.
Wow. Poco de Laco.
That's crazy that he chose to be in Eugene on MLK Day instead of, like, I don't know what people usually do for Martin Luther King Day.
This
go shopping.
Year he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or maybe in 2013. Who knows?
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo Esposito. You know what other movies See. Giancarlo Esposito has been in?
Yeah, well, these listeners might not, but we went through some on Facebook the other day.
Yep. Trading Places. He was a cellmate on Trading Places. Giancarlo Esposito.
The main one that Eddie Murphy was trying to tell him how hard he was and how he took out those cops.
But he didn't speak any lines in there, did he?
Yeah.
He said a couple words.
Oh, did he?
Not really lines. He didn't say any lines in Maximum Overdrive either.
No, but well, he was just a guy that died playing the video game.
Yeah,
that
the
one.
Video game killed him.
He was
Star power.
He was the detective on Usual Suspects who, like,
what?
The guy, he was the guy that, you remember the guy that's talking on the phone, and then the guy in the hospital goes, Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, wait a minute, what
at the
what'd
end,
you say?
And then the fax comes up.
The fax comes up. That was Giancarlo Esposito.
You gotta be fucking shitting
He was
me.
Also in Kings of New York. He played one of fucking Christopher Walken's bodyguards.
Oh, the cop that was investigating it in Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was also in 5 episodics of Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that, yeah.
And he played 3 characters on 3 different episodes of Miami Vice.
And then he grew up...
Miami Vice.
Gustavo Fring.
Miami Vice. That's how they say it in Russian. Miami.
In Russian, they say, I fuck your neck with a fucking foot. You cock liquor.
Yeah. I turn on your hose at 4 in the morning.
I leave it running all night.
You are... Born too early. So sometimes we go right from Florida into Portland. You gotta check out this story, dude.
All right.
I'm gonna smoke some.
Lay don't lay it on
you
me.
Guys guess what this guy was smoking and what he was crazy, dude.
Is it at the library?
He was smoking. He said he'd smoke purple hash.
Purple hash.
Purple hash. Have you guys ever smoked purple hash?
No, can't say I have.
Would you like to?
Well, yeah.
What is your favorite Prince song?
That one where he does the guitar solo like Jimi Hendrix.
Little Wing?
Little Red Corvette.
Let's go crazy.
Let's go nuts.
That's I like when I hear.
Let's go and get some planters at the local Walgreens.
I like to hear Prince sing about nuts. Okay, this dude was on a Southwest Airlines flight to Portland. Well...
Is that a lyric?
He was going from Seattle to Sacramento, but he got to make a surprise stop in Portland.
Oops.
Yeah. Sharon Rogers flashed gang signs, praised Jesus, and demanded alcoholic drinks.
That's a lot of things to do.
Not necessarily in that order. He boarded the plane Tuesday morning and claimed he had a first-class ticket, even though he didn't. There was not even any first-class seating on that flight. And then... They told him to stow his luggage, and he turned into Cartman for a second. I do what I want, he said. I do what I want, he kept saying. I do what I want. Get the fuck out of my face. Jesus loves you. And then he began throwing up gang signs that were for Jesus, and then he was rambling incessantly about Christ.
What is a gang sign for Jesus?
I guess I don't know if they got any video of this, but then he was met at the airport by the Port of Portland security, and he said he'd been smoking some purple hash. But he wasn't
purple
high.
Purple hash.
He said he smoked some, but he didn't get him high. Hash.
Right.
I do what I want. Stow your luggage, sir. I do what I want. I'm keeping it in my fucking lap.
Song.
The what now?
What about Raspberry Beret? Or what was that one? Bat Dance.
No, thank you. No.
Gonna party like a
Batman. Maybe something.
I think my favorite, and to be serious, is Darling Nikki.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it made me want to masturbate when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. On your Prince album cover?
I just look at a picture of Prince in Hip Raider magazine.
Yep.
Listening. And then I fart out my dick. It was fucking weird. It was a wet fart. So. Mm. You ever recorded it?
Dude, there is. If you go to YouTube, though, there's some blazing solos he rips on.
I thought you were going to say sound effects of coming. That's what that was in the background. Yeah, he's actually a way better guitar player. I didn't even know until like
you start like actually watching him and looking beyond the
after I thought he was gay because of When Doves Cry and hadn't really even heard anything.
Doves Cry.
And then I heard Let's Go Crazy, but didn't see it, and I thought, oh, he's got a good guitar player. Didn't know it was him fucking way off the way.
It was Steve Stevens.
It was Prince actually that did that solo on Let's Go Crazy.
Didn't no, he didn't play. He played with Michael Jackson and Billy Idol, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he ever played for Prince. I think Gadget's been practicing his opera.
That's the mopera, because it's mumbled.
Okay, we better get to this before it gets too late. Don't forget about going to pizza now. That's a good place to get pizza now. or later. They're here in Albany.
Dude, it's delicious.
Did you ever find out what their pizza of the month is yet?
No.
We'll find out sometime this week. And we'll let you know by Friday. But call them up, 928-0900, and order some pizza now.
Do it.
They've got some specials probably going on.
They need more fans. They got 587 fans. I'd like to get that up to at least 600,000.
Because it gets hot in there when you're cooking pizza. You need as many fans as possible inside the kitchen. I'm going to take a breath during this bass solo. Oh, man, I got to check this out, too. Check this out.
Man.
All right, you guys know what that sound means, right?
I can't hear it.
It's because it's getting quieter.
Oh.
It's going to get louder in just a second. Because that means...
Hey.
It's time to check out... What's in Hans's CD player today?
Zimbabwe.
How'd you know? It's not Zimbabwe. Any guesses? What do you guess?
It's a charity album.
You guys will never
guess. For the Zimbabwean swimming team.
He was listening to Victim's album.
I'm going to go something. Is it? I'm just going to take a wild guess, and if it's right, I'll go farther into guessing. Is it alternative?
No, it is right. Metal.
Does he ever listen to any of the old stuff?
Orchestra. He's listening to orchestra Guns N' Roses.
Nope. He's listening to somewhat of a super group. Not to some people.
Oh, damn Yankees.
No, yes, how'd you know?
Those guys are fucking metal.
Nope. Their country of origin is Norway.
Here I come again.
Norway. Their genre is blackened death metal. Their lyrical themes are gore and violence.
Venom.
You've never heard of these guys.
Oh.
Sorry. All that for nothing. Insidious Disease.
Insidious Disease.
I don't know if they still have them, but they originally had the lead singer formerly from Morgoth. They do have Shane Embry from Napalm Death on bass.
Why do those guys want Morgoth?
Because less is never enough.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
I had a friend, and he wrote, he had 4 sixes on his shoes. We wore Converse, you know, in the front little toe thing.
Yeah.
He had 4 sixes on there, because 3 sixes wasn't evil enough.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take Amon Amarth out of your CD player this week?
Oh, I've been listening to Maiden, Megadeth, Twisted Sister.
Oh, there you go. There's a new one that we
I'm not going to take that.
I've been listening to some
burn
oldies.
In hell.
Yep, that's one of them I've been listening to. Let's see. I got a whole bunch on there. Some Houses of the Holy.
House of Pain.
No, Houses of the Holy from Zeppelin.
Houses of the Boldy.
Some Claypool. Lots of Claypool.
I've been listening to Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
Dude, that's the worst Kiss album ever.
Really?
Well, maybe
so
not.
So you're saying that Hot in the Shade is better than that one?
I'm not. I don't even know what song is on Hot in the Shade.
Dude, it had that one, Hot in the Shade. You remember that song? It was
I remember when I went to California to see my buddy Bobby.
Yeah?
He had the album.
Hot in the Shade?
Yeah, because he's a Kiss collector, but...
I bought the album because I was young and didn't know better.
Which,
Kiss.
When they took off their makeup, I kind of just like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
It's the 15th studio album by Kiss, released in 1989.
It was...
Oh, I remember that song, Rise to It.
I didn't really listen to it much after... It was Hide Your Heart, too. Remember that song?
This is from a record.
Are you playing something?
Yeah, here's some Hot in the Shade.
That Bruce Kulick?
That's totally...
I think it is.
That sounds like they ripped that off from fucking Cinderella.
They did. No, Cinderella ripped it off from them.
What?
This was 1989. What? Okay.
What album is this? The Unmasked?
Hot in the Shade.
Hot in the Shade's the name of the album?
Yeah. That wasn't even the name of a song. Paul Stanley.
This is the first full Kiss studio album since Music from the Elder to feature lead vocals from someone other than Paul Stanley, or singing with Eric Carr singing on the song Little Caesar.
Eric Carr sings on a song?
Oh, yeah. He did a lot of backups, too.
Oh, God. Kiss, what are you doing? All right.
Well, didn't Peter Criss had his own song?
He had an album.
He sung.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of songs.
Dude,
he sang Black Diamond.
Yeah, they had the song Forever that was written by Paul Stanley and Michael Bolton.
Uh-oh.
Brian Adams helped write some songs, too.
Uh-oh.
Desmond Child.
Do you think
less metal isn't cool? I don't know.
Did Kiss ever work with Rick Rubin?
Kiss Rubin?
No, Rick Rubin.
No, I don't
know. The producer. He produces everybody now from
I think
like
he
metal.
Should change his name to Tick Rubin.
Well, happy birthday, Tick Rubin.
Is it his birthday today?
Yeah, today's birthday. How today's your birthday. Him and Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam.
Oh, Pearl Jam, yeah.
Born on the same day, same year, same time.
Really?
I don't know about the time, but yeah. How old do you think Rick Rubin and Jeff Ament are today?
I'm going to say
combined?
32.
You can combine them.
Combined,
no, excuse me, 42.
I'm going to go combined. I'm going to
84.
96.
84.
102.
What? How old is Jeff?
You know,
they're both 51.
Rick Rubin is worth a quarter bill.
Huh?
Rick Rubin's worth a quarter bill.
Wow. Quarter bill?
Yep.
$250 million? $250 million?
Yep.
Wow. Congratulations, Dick Rubin.
He rose to it.
He rose
to it?
To it?
Mm-hmm.
What's that even mean?
Isn't that the song you just played?
Oh, yeah, but that was Kiss. Not Dick Rubin.
Dick Dubin.
Snick Snoobin.
You remember that show, Sons of the Beach?
Sons of the Beach.
I
no,
do. Kinda. I remember.
I didn't really ever watch it, but it had that funny guy on there who was always funny. And
I remember my friend Lodestone, Jim Lauderdale, bragging about it when I worked at Country Coach.
Yeah.
He said it was a funny show.
It was like a parody of Baywatch.
Of the Watch?
Baywatch.
Oh, of Baywatch. Oh.
You talk about shows that are going to flop. Talk about that one with fucking Christian Slaughter.
What about it?
No, dude, that good? Ain't going to go anywhere. Him and Steve Zahn all doing stuff. Blah, blah.
Well, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson took off like a motherfucker.
Yeah. That show's not bad, though.
Well, I can't watch it.
True Detectives.
I don't have HBO, so.
Oh, come on. You can go on the internet and go do some new thing.
No,
things.
Dude. They always want to charge you. I don't know. I don't do that stuff because I don't know how.
Yeah.
They always want to charge me. Oh, you got to sign up for Hulu. Oh, you got to sign up for HBO
Go.
No,
you can't watch it on Hulu. You got to go deeper than that.
You can't watch it on HBO unless you have
you
HBO.
You got to go deeper than that.
Where do you watch it?
I can't tell you.
Well, then don't tell me, because I don't want to watch it, because I think those guys are stupid.
But what? Do you know in
what?
That one movie? What was
Matthew
that one?
McConaughey's an idiot.
What was that one movie that Woody Harrelson was in?
There's been a couple.
I know. Name one.
The Woody Harrelson?
The bowling one.
Kingpin.
Yeah. Kingpin, yeah.
No, more recent.
No Country for Old Men.
No, more recent.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
It was that zombie movie.
Oh, yeah.
Adventureland.
Yeah, Zombies in Adventureland.
Zombieland.
You know,
Adventures
that was...
Adventures in Zombieland.
That was... that he because he's Meryl. Vegan. Vegan. He had to... they made that Twinkie he ate. Wasn't a real Twinkie. It was a faux Twinkie. A faux twink.
It was a faux twink?
Yep, it was a faux twink.
So what? He's a vegan?
Yeah.
He doesn't eat fucking Twinkies?
He doesn't eat meat.
He wouldn't even
anything.
Eat Twinkie for a scene.
Wow.
Yep. Matthew McConaughey will drop 150 pounds.
For a Dallas Buyers Club.
Yep. Some people say you lose weight for a role that they'll just give you into the Oscar. That's how it is these days.
What if you gain weight for a role?
They'll give you the Oscar, too. You know who famously did that was that guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Or what if you eat rolls to gain weight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do that, too.
Okay, well... Jared Leto is an idiot.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know, but why is Kiss still playing?
I don't know. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, but he's an actor.
It sounds like a Kiss song, doesn't it?
The 30 Seconds to Mars, yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been a Kiss song, for all I know.
Could have been a Kiss song. That's a song.
Well, maybe it is a song.
Yeah.
We better get out of here, though, and get ready for... Listen to this. Floyd McCulloch. Thanks for listening on a Monday. You guys got anything else to say today?
No.
I got something to say. Go visit our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the donate icon to support.
Do it!
Click on the Amazon icon so you can go buy some gifts for yourself or someone else or whatever you want to do. And also go to terrygile.com. I need more foot traffic there.
And go listen to Adam Sandler's first album.
Man.
What? Why?
This is funny, dude.
Okay. They're all going to laugh at you. I have that on CD.
And he had that. That was a, oh, I was just thinking of something on there.
Also,
oh, that song, Medium Pace.
Medium Pace?
Yeah, remember that song?
Yeah.
And then you sit on the corner and shove that shampoo bottle up my ass and watch me whack off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so go listen to that. That'd be fun. You watch me jack off. And stick around for after the show for plugs. Some of those are coming up.
Speaking of plugs, is that going to be with a shampoo bottle?
It's going to be a butt plug.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah, like I said, go to my website and just look at it. I've got shows coming up. Gad is going to put some pictures up at some point. He just laughs at me. He goes, oh. It's like I never checked my Thanks to Flames for being on the show.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah. I'm going to smoke some fucking Duracell here. I quit smoking cigarettes.
Hey, breaking news, Nelson Mandela is dead.
Oh, shit. We better have a special show Wednesday. Tune in Wednesday for the big show about Nelson Mandela passing away.
Yep.
We just heard about it.
And rock on.
Yep, metal. Meow.
Meow.
Say meow. Hey, all you taggots. What's going on out there? I'm going to give you a chance to go check out some stuff if you want. There's a couple shows coming up just this weekend that you might not want to miss. Toe Tag and World of Lies at Planet Slabtown on Friday night. I believe that's the 14th. And also that night, if you're in the Springfield, Eugene area, go see 30 Pound Test. They're good fellas. We got some open mic comedy stuff that's always happening every other Monday at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid. It's Donk Gone Comedy. Then you got Tiny Tavern open mic on Wednesdays, 4th and Blair. Thursday night, open mic at Green Room, which is inside Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette. That's 9 p.m. And the Kush Cafe every Friday at 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. Lots of places to go. Lots of opportunities for you to go try your hand at stand-up comedy if that's what you're into. I haven't updated my list for very long, so there's going to be a short list, I guess. April 21st is Doug Benson at the 4th Annual 420 Wow Hall Show. Always a day late, that guy. Go online and find out about tickets for that. Here's some shows that are music-oriented coming up here. May 3rd, it's Nile, Seasons of Suffering, and World of Lies at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $13.50. In advance, $15 at the door. We'll go backwards. Also, Sunday, March 30th, Carcass, Black Dahlia Murder, Gore Guts, and Noisem, Hawthorne Theater. Advance tickets are $25, $28 at the door. What else we got? March 17th, The Sword and Big Business, and Old Brother at the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Queens of the Stone Age is coming in April, but they're already sold out. Mastodon is coming in April as well. I think there's still tickets available for that. I really don't have my list together very well, but I do want to tell you about Oregon's Last Comedian Standing coming up for the next three Fridays. Actually, about the next six Fridays in Eugene at Kowloon's. That's 2222, four twos, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right there by Autzen Stadium. There's a little club in there called The City, and it's every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's $5 at the door. We'll have the qualifying rounds on the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, and then we'll have the semifinals on the following Fridays after that. The finals are on the 18th of April. That's all at Kowloon's in Eugene, The City, inside that Chinese restaurant there. And don't forget about the next installment of Denny's Grand Slam Comedy Show. Still working on the lineup, but it's looking pretty good. So that's going to be March 28th. It's a Friday night, as always. The last Friday of the month at Denny's for the Grand Slam Comedy Show. And I think that's all we've got. There's other shows coming up. I know Moshe Kasher, or however you say that. He's coming to Eugene, as is Ansari, as is Aziz. Some other people coming, but we'll have to wait till next week because I failed to get my shit together. But whatever. So thanks for listening, you guys, and we will see you next week. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and check that shit out. There's all kinds of stuff there for you. Click on the donate icon, give us some money, or click on the Amazon icon and go do some shopping. I'm going to go smoke some more weed. Peace out.